Street Fighter 2 anime film coming on Crunchyroll. Anime or on expansive crowdfunding closes. And a merchandise partnership. Those new stories and more coming up because Weekend 90 starts right now. And welcome to Weekend 90. Yes, this is the Ega Fast Points and Fish all around where we put all the stories in the otaku world that happened over the weekend to differ in one whole round of Ega Fast. Then right to announce the top story on some is that Crunchyroll announced on Friday that it is now streaming Street Fighter 2, the animated movie in the United States and Canada. The film is streaming both an US subtitle and an US version. Street Fighter 2, the animated movie adapted Capcom's video named Super Street Fighter 2 in 1994. This OTEP media released the film on DVD last December, and a Blu-ray is released is planned for October. Showing one of the previously released the film with an English dub on VHS and DVD. E and Martin Entertainment never released the film on DVD with an English dub and subtitles in 2006. Crunchyroll also announced that it will stream episodes 13 to 22 of The Biz Bot. Kiko, or MAICCHINC, Makiko Sensei anime series. Crunchyroll is streaming the series for users in the United States, Canada, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. Digital Media has announced in May that it license the 9-5 episode series for streaming only. Crunchyroll began streaming the first 12 episodes in June. Discotech describes the series, the mysterious students of Arama Academy meet their match in a beautiful and clever new teacher, Ms. Baki Kiko. But they're determined to find a brain that will really embarrass her. No matter what they decide, she still manages to knock it off and help them with their schoolwork and problems. The series is based on Takashi Ebihara's manga of the same name. The series ran on TV Tokyo from 1981 to 1983. The manga also inspired a series of 8 knife action films and an agents from 2003 to 2009. Meanwhile, the Indiegogo campaign is at the low-income animator dormitory from housing 6 animators to 8 has closed. It aimed to raise $10,000, amount $1.03 million, but has only raised $8,211, or amount $849,000, from 175 backers. However, it still is considered flexible, meaning that the campaign will keep the money it raised. The dormitory is the work of a non-profit organization, Animator Supporters, which seeks to alleviate the financial burden on working animators in Japan. Rent in Tokyo is extremely high, yet the average salary for young animators is only about 90,000 yen. Amount $870 a month. according to research by the Japan Animation Creators Association in 2009. Rookie animators can often expect to make less, not even 60,000 yen, $508, the rate for 300 lines a month. A really astonishing task for a star animator, close quote, according to the campaign. The problem is complicated by animators' long working hours, which currently was not the possibility of getting a second dog. The animator dormitory, which is located in Asadaya, starts at 30,000 yen, $209 a month in rent, including utilities. The dormitory was originally funded in 2014 by the Oven Dodo campaign. It opened in 2015 with room for two animators and was expanded by a successful crowdfunding campaign. The dormitory also provides a social environment and encourages animators to take lessons and advance their careers. It's modeled after a Tokai Waso, TOKIWASSO, a decapitated but seat apartment complex in Tokyo that houses numerous important modern artists in the 1960s, including Osamu Tezuka, Fujihiko Akatsuka, and Sotoro, S-H-O-T-R-O, Ishinomori. Kyoto has opened a similar apartment for modern artists. Meanwhile, the Orenzo Tokai Waso will be rebuilt as a museum. Meanwhile, you can wear your favorite new shows and more thanks to a partnership. Sentai Filmworks, a leading global anime licensor, and Rebel Unson, one of the nation's leading developers of pop culture apparel, will honor to bring a new line of high-quality immersion ice to mass market and specialty retailers across the country, including leading pop culture apparel giant Hot Topic. The new line of Immersion Ice will feature hit titles from Sentai Filmworks catalog, like My Love Story, as well as titles from the 2016 spring lineup, including Haven't You Heard of Sakamoto, Oniciri, Fine Wiz, Makun Hong, and Rinne. I-N-S-N-E. The partnership marked the second time that Sentai Filmworks and Rebel Unson had joined forces. It follows up Rebel Unson's successful rollout of Sentai's fan favorite styles for Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Unson, A Comic That Killed, Parasite the Massacre, and No Name No Night, including the latest messaging, I Heart Humility. Now, if you notice a couple of anime series that look familiar to you on the previous sentence, that's because Akame ga Kill and Parasite the Massacre were on Toonami on Adult Swim in the United States. The rollout included exclusive Hot Topic styles, online and in-store distribution, including to the popular online retailers Nike Think, deep. Rutland and Unson's initial merchandise partnership included the mess I Heart Humidity t-shirt inspired by the design of the main character Sora outfit from the Barbara Earth Sentai film Worst Title No Name No Knife. Neil Holmes, president of Rutland Unson, says, quote, Sentai film Worst houses such a unique roster of imaginative entertaining anime titles. It's truly exciting to be working alongside them to develop high quality, fresh, and fun apparel. Anime fans are in for something special, close quote. The upcoming night assigned Sentai Filmworks and Redwood Unsense apparel will deliver something for the lovers of boy, magic, monsters, and even motorcycles. Quote, anime apparel helped the fans feel closer to their favorite shows, says Owen Nutford, CEO of Sentai Filmworks. Quote, this partnership with Webber Gunson allows us to make creative, high-quality products easily accessible to the fans, quote, quote. The new Sentai Filmworks and Webber Gunson merchandise is extended aid to nine retailers for the 2016 holiday season. For more information on the upcoming apparel, follow Sentai Filmworks and Rutland Unson on social media. And we are, and I think we might be able, I'll know if you link those social media links to the description below and to the description Weekend 19 episode. Sorry, podcasters, you don't get the links due to potential podcasters' terms of service. Sentai Filmworks is a name of a Swiss art, an anime official anime merchandise. This remedy and clothing one of the industry's most device library of top 10 and classic titles. And Rutland Unson is a well-recognized designer and developer of premium licensed products. Meanwhile, you know we're going to be talking about those story. The story is PG-13. We may talk about a little bit about the oh. Stuff, but we don't show adult content. Sorry. Startup and adult game publisher Newtaku announced today the creation of a $2 million investment fund to open to indie developers with artists featuring sexual contents. The incentive is aimed at expanding the future Western adult game industry and providing additional options for studios looking to bring games with preferred teams to the market. And of course, we will link the official Nuku website announcement as well in the show notes. Robert Ma, a Nuku spokesperson, says, quote, creators whose process involve content too hard for Steam has traditionally struggled to receive funding for their work. Close quote. Open quote. Now due to tremendous enthusiasm shown by players towards uncensored games, Newtaku is ready to reinvest a portion of his own success into studios with outstanding proposals. We intend to raise the quantity of adult games to a level commensurable with the consumer demand, close quote. Newtaku will be accepting proposals for funding immediately, including those from established studios. It doesn't incorporate 18 plus content insurance system work. Opera titles of RPG, action, Manacent, or World Night Games, are significantly mentioned as areas for right for adult game development, as demonstrated by the successful localized Japanese games from these genres already being sold on their website. New talk to rapid growth in the past year, devised the launch of a 15 million user adult gaming portal, as well as the debut of a Steam Night downloadable client. Their library of adult games includes such titles as ISIS, AICIS, Millennium War, a tower defense game, and an adventure RPG, Sakura Onsen. And if you want to know about newtaku.net is the largest English nameless adult gaming portal on the web, featuring both online and downloadable adult games. Created in 2015, Newtaku assists developers with hosting and monetizing the products for English speaking girls, online and to reach audiences worldwide. Before I move on to the final story, I'm thinking one of the silences that will be taking in the adult gaming genre is reducing the sound-like from often these things there, because there are laws. Yeah, you know the video 411. And finally, Solon Rookie, a webcomic portal for novice artists, is hosting a contest for aspiring manga artists with ad manga artist Kyosuke, K-Y-O-S-U-K-E, Yuta, U-S-U-T-A, serving as the does. Yusuta explains why he is looking on the contest webpage. Quote, "This is the first time I am in the Veil War with this kind of ice, but you do not have to do a damn manga. I don't even care if you brought a manga with this mass story, but I don't like really dark stories. So maybe it's better to send those with someone else is doing this." Mess you, I definitely like shonen type manga. Whenever I evaluate something and not as manga, I ask it trying to do whatever something interesting. I think I will most look at whatever it tries to do weird stuff or whatever it influences with the sense of wanting to make something no one else can make. Well, it's not what you did the war even with those elements. Manga is hard to draw than what you think. To win the award, it's probably best to draw a masterpiece and everyone who reads it will surprise that. Please do your best. There is a no base limit, but keeping the entries under 60 bases is suggested. Works with more than 2 sectors will not be considered. Artists may also choose whatever they draw their mountains horizontally and vertically. Works appearing in commercial magazines or websites are ineligible. The instruments are allowed to submit up to 5 works. Entries will be appearing on the Solon Rookie at the end of August with new entries every Friday. The contest will last until October the 31st. Winners will be announced in December and January. The awards will be a huge trophy from Yusuta himself, publication consultant of us, and prize money, 500,000 yen, about $4,835 for grand prize, 100,000 yen, about $967 for the great prize, and the third place winner will only receive money, 50,000 yen, about $483. Well, look at it this way. At least it's $483 more than what you started. You did the gold trophy. You had to be able to come to Suishita, S-H-U-E-I-S-H-A, in Tokyo. Meanwhile, the website is posting entries from the previous rookie contest with Toru's Kentaro Yabuki as it does. Here are some suggestions in the links below. Awards have not been given a contest for one of recent terms of the third year. Some of the mountains featuring are Yomiaiye, Soku Si Son, or We Five Sun and F Song, by RN capital NO8. He follows a girl with an unfortunate tendency to die all the time. Kana no Yubi na Song, YUBINYASSAN, or Kana the Male Woman, by leader Akamoto, AKUMOTO, makes delivering the mail hilarious. And you thought Tsunare, TSUNDERE, castmates were mad. Ryoto, RIO/OTAR/O, Tsunun, STSUNSEN, is as a show teacher who satisfies like octopus right off the bat, as serves as she's, quote, doing it for them. And more links will be in a web page in the article on the show notes below. Anyway, that is all for the first weekend nightly in August. For August the 2nd, we're getting ready to download a whole lot of content. The next content that you'll see on the Dick of Fast Points and Foods website will be the Epic's DVD rankings. They will be out at 3 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. Don't worry, I'll be asleep. Follow my Epic's Blu-ray rankings. They will be out at 5 a.m. on Wednesdays. And then on Wednesday at 5 p.m., I'm going to release what will be out in North America for the manga and anime fans. So if you're new on that, stay tuned on that. Meanwhile, on Thursday, get the video names ready because I'm giving out those rankings as well as the Japanese manga sales. The video name. One M's at 5 a.m., one M's at 5 p.m. Set the YouTube description for a full session on that. And Friday, combat at 5 p.m. for the Japanese TV rankings. For all the TV rankings in Japan, especially the top 10. And test the New York Times bestseller list on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. and on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. our fast around if the fast points and foods comes back on for around me there as well. And then starting on August night the 21st at 7 p.m. on Sundays, I'll have a independent anime review, giving you a review on the anime series that I have and I have watched. And then I'll be back here on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Weekend Lightning. That's where we give you all the things of it are. So we're looking at around 9 to 10 videos a week. We are hoping to do that there. Also, we're going to expand more of the news programs there after the fair time. So until then, this is Ace of Fast. Telling you to enjoy the week, and I'll see you periodically. And to remind you to subscribe to our channel, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Then this is Ace of Fast. Goodbye.